Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Bud Dickman with me, along with Robert Leonard. And every night we not only bring on guests who address the important issues of the day and take your phone calls at 877-876-PHIL, but in our final hour, we have our news and information hour where I share with both Bud and Robert my opinions and views, and they theirs, on the issues that affect us and our families. Our number again, 877-876-PHIL.
That sounds kind of serious.
What does?
Oh, what you just said.
Well, I know, but I...
You know, it's not that serious.
It's... Well, you never don't critique what I'm doing, okay?
Sorry.
Every time I start the show, you go, you know, let me just remind you, Phil. I got it together, don't worry.
All right.
I'll do it, okay? Remember what Tommy Lasorda said in that tape that you like, Bud? I'm the manager of the team. I'll make the decisions. If it was yesterday, that's a different story.
Yeah, there's four hits up there.
That's right. There's four hits up there.
I can't let you out in a game like this. What's the matter with you? That Rivers, Jackson, and the other guy. That guy just hit it was a left-hander, wasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, thanks, Bud. Don't give us the whole tape.
You know that whole tape by heart, man. You know all that tape, don't you?
Yeah, I can do it if you want.
No, I don't want to hear the Tommy Lasorda pulling Doug Rowe in the 1978 World Series tape right now. By the way, I had that tape before it made the rounds on YouTube, before it became an internet hit. I had that tape given to me by a friend of mine over at Westwood One who had gotten it from an NBC sound technician who had saved the audio that they had recorded on Lasorda. Apparently, he was where he was mic'd that day. I had always heard that there was some kind of a parabolic mic that was pointed at the mound.
What's that?
Never mind. It's the big D. You know, it looks like a satellite dish, only it's a microphone. All right, anyway, welcome to the program, folks. We got sidetracked there with the Tommy Lasorda tape. Maybe we'll break that tape out, or we'll have Bud do his version of the great Tommy Lasorda tape some other time. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Let's take a look at our affiliate spotlight tonight. In Buffalo, WWKB, and in Jackson, Mississippi, WYAB, two great stations on the Phil Hendry Show network, and we're online at philhendryshow.com with live streaming video of our show right now on Phil TV and HD. And you are more than welcome to take a look at that, get a backstage pass, and not only watch our video, but also listen to all of our archived audio. And to that end, we have a contest that we're going to be announcing tomorrow. I just got to get the facts on this thing, man. I wish you guys would have done that.
Well, I don't know. Everybody said it's pretty easy.
Well, it can't be that easy because we're going to be utilizing Twitter and Facebook in this contest. We're going to be giving away a free month of Phil. That is, you will get a 1 month free backstage pass to our website. But and it'll be the result of a drawing. But I've got to find out what we want to do with Facebook, and I can't do it until, you know.
I tried to call up, but I got a busy signal.
Tried to call up who?
I don't know. Just whoever I thought found Phil Hendry in the phone. I don't know what your number is.
Well, what are you doing? Are you calling me, or are you calling the guys that do the website? I can give you the number. I tried to call up, and I got a busy signal. Who are you calling?
You're probably just calling a guy named Phil Hendry, right?
Yeah, I just found a guy in the book.
I'm not in the book. You find a guy named Phil. How do you spell Hendry, anyway?
H-E-N-D-R-Y.
There you go.
What is it?
Do you guys read at all? Can I just ask you, did you go to school and learn how to read?
Yeah, but I don't know how to spell your name.
Have you ever been to my website?
Yeah.
And you've never seen how my name is spelled, huh? H-E-N-D-R. Well, that's how you guys spell my name.
That's what I thought.
One of these days, I'm going to have a literacy test given. I don't think you guys know how to read.
Yeah, I do. That's ridiculous.
Well, then you ought to know how to spell my name. All right, moving on, and welcome to the show. Tonight's first story, Riverside County, California, Southern California, limits sex offenders' participation in Halloween. Riverside County, which is to the east of Los Angeles, on your way to it encompasses many of the desert communities, Palm Springs and so forth. Riverside County, and it's a huge county, too. I don't mean to continually interrupt myself, but look at a map. Riverside County is enormous. It extends from the easternmost suburbs of Los Angeles all the way to the Arizona-Nevada border. And north-south, it's a big, big expanse of land. Riverside County supervisors voted unanimously on Tuesday to ban registered sex offenders from putting up Halloween decorations or handing out candy to trick-or-treaters. Okay? They are banning registered sex offenders from putting up Halloween decorations or handing out candy to trick-or-treaters. The measure takes effect immediately. So that means for this year. The State Attorney General's office lists 2,584 registered sex offenders residing in Riverside County, but the ban applies only to sex offenders in unincorporated areas. County officials said their records show that there are 3,491 registered sex offenders just in Riverside County. Registered sex offenders will now be banned from answering the door to trick-or-treaters or putting Halloween decorations on their home between 12 a.m. and 11:59 p.m. on October 31st of each year. So that means from midnight.
Yeah, but nobody's trick-or-treating in the middle of the night on that night.
Nobody's trick-or-treating in the middle of the night. What? What?
You said, who's going to go trick-or-treating at 1 a.m. on the day, on the nighttime before Halloween?
It's a precaution, guys. Don't think too hard about these things. It's a precaution. They want to cover the entire night.
Yeah, so if a guy go trick-or-treat on a 1 o'clock on November 1st.
What guy, what little tiny kid is going to be out trick-or-treating at 1 a.m.?
That's the kind that you want to protect. The kid that is going to go out.
Well, why don't you guys call up Riverside County and take it up with them then, okay? Some little kid, they extended the ban from midnight until 11:59 on October the 31st. If you think the little kid is going to be out there trick-or-treating at whatever the hell time we're talking about.
Talk about probably about 12:30 in the middle of a night.
In the middle of a night, huh?
No, I mean on November 1st.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you guys think you really hit on something really heavy here, huh?
I think it's important.
Yeah, if you think about it. What if a little kid goes out?
Yeah, I think, you know what you should do? Seriously, call up Riverside County, talk to one of the supervisors there, and let them know your heavy-ass, you know, really serious, you know, concerns here.
What are you making fun of it for, man? That's important.
Are you guys seriously considering the fact that it's possible at 12:01 a.m. on November the 1st, little tiny trick-or-treater kids are at risk from sex offenders because, hey, the ban ended at midnight, and what if a kid's still out trick-or-treating at 12:01? That kid's got bigger problems than whether he's going to be knocking on the door of a sex offender. Where are his parents?
Well, if it's a girl.
Where are her parents? Oh, man.
Well.
What we're going to do is talk seriously about this for a moment, and our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL at Western Estates. Is Bobby and Steve Dooley. They are the president and vice president as well as treasurer of the Western States Homeowners Association. And these guys that I work with, Bobby, obviously have, you know, a humorous take on this, but this is not a humorous issue, is it?
No, Phil, it certainly is not a humorous issue. I can understand that some people, you know, there are in any situation having to do with the making of laws, the enforcement of laws, the limiting of society. I think we all have to find a little bit of humor, but I don't think this is funny insofar as, and which is no criticism of yourself or your staff, but we are talking about the safety of children, and that is paramount.
Absolutely.
And as a Homeowners Association president, where we know we're going to have children trick-or-treating, I have to be very, very careful. And I've got to be very vigilant. If I'm not, and something happens, we are, obviously, the entire community is at risk. I stand to lose everything that I have. But the most important thing are the children. And we simply must protect them.
Now, you are not in Riverside County.
No, we are not.
Where you are? Where?
We're in Los Angeles County.
And, all right, and you are affecting a similar ban, right?
As a Homeowners Association president, I have it within my power to limit the activities of residents if I deem it a safety risk. That is, it's the same law that allows a ship's captain or the captain of an airliner to establish certain rules in an emergency situation. We feel that we have a situation here that does necessitate me taking a little bit firmer action and take a stronger hand in keeping people from victimizing our children, and in the process victimizing myself, my husband, as well as my son.
877-876-PHIL is our number. What do you mean by victimizing? I know the children are at risk, and you want to stop that. What do you mean by victimizing yourself and your husband and your sons?
Well, it's a very good question, Phil. As the Homeowners Association president, if one of these children is, if one of these children gets curious and goes inside one of these houses where a sex offender lives, then that child winds up being attacked. Then obviously, after the parents have dealt with the legality and hopefully the child is not hurt, they're going to sue myself and my husband because
you're the Homeowners Association president.
That is correct. Yeah.
You said something. What if one of these children gets curious? What do you mean by that?
Well, no. What I'm saying is if even after we take all of the precautions that we take, one of these children, for whatever reason, pushes his way into the house because he wants more candy or he's curious.
You're talking about the children pushing their way into the home of a sex offender.
Well, children are going to be curious, Phil.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, children are going to be curious. Doesn't mean they know about sex offenders.
Yeah, children are going to be curious, Phil. So they're going to barge into a home because they want more candy, or they'll push their way past the adults answering the door to pet a dog. Or so if the children do that, there's not a lot that I can do to help them. And so that's what I meant when we did our memo. If one of these children blunders their way into the home of a sex offender.
Do you have sex? Are you aware of sex offenders living in your community?
At Western Estates.
At Western Estates, are you aware of the numbers of sex, if there are any, and I don't know if there are you aware of who they are and the numbers?
We are going to get that information, Steve.
Yeah, I'm going to get the from L.A. Sheriff.
We can get that information, but that's really not the important part of what I'm talking about.
Don't you? In other words, if you know who, if there are sex offenders living in your community there, you can identify who they are, you know the addresses, and you can simply tell them you can't, you know, decorate.
But it goes beyond that, Phil. These sex offenders, some of them are not registered, some of them are not identified, and so we've got to do a little bit of detective work, and that involves telling people what kinds of decorations they can have. There are certainly decorations that put up red flags when they have a body. You heard two or three Halloweens ago, these individuals that were hanging people from trees.
And, yeah, if we have a skeleton or anything like that, you know.
Well, what does that tell you?
Well, if we see a home with a skeleton or something hanging, a human form hanging from a tree, we have to automatically assume that that home is suspect in some way.
All right, so we're going to get back and talk more about this with Bobby and Steve Dooley. They're talking about Halloween sex offenders, and how to keep children from being attacked by these sex offenders. Now, Ms. Dooley is going to take steps to keep kids from going to the houses of sex offenders, but she says she doesn't know really who they are or what their addresses are or where they live, and so they have to take certain preemptive steps. We're going to find out what those are, and your phone calls at 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley on with us as we talk about Halloween and the ban on sex offenders opening their doors or putting up decorations, and this is true, in some portions of this country, the United States, here in California, in Riverside County, and there are most likely places around the country that are not allowing registered sex offenders to open their doors to trick-or-treaters to put up decorations. Now, Bobby, you were saying that you aren't sure who the sex offenders are in your neighborhood.
That is correct, Phil. It's a very difficult thing to really ascertain, and we're doing the best that we can with the information, but we don't really know. And
well, there is a website that I think the state of California operates, as well as other states, where you can go online and you can find out the addresses of these people.
That is true, but it is also equally true that if I go online and I look up the addresses of sex offenders and I identify who they are inside our community, I may very well be alienating individuals, and this is a very, very difficult thing to understand. So I may be alienating individuals that are very vital to our community. And what do I mean by that? They do a lot of donating of their time. They help and assist on a lot of our steering committees. I don't want to put our children at risk, but we are not a public community. We're a private community. And so individuals that I may find are on a sex offender list, which is very important, obviously, to parents who have young children. It's very important, obviously, Phil, to the children themselves. But I have to weigh that to what is important for our community. And
well, I mean, what could possibly be the, you know, if you have sex offenders in your community...
Phil, I understand that. What I'm hoping that we can do here is have a discussion and not get very dramatic.
Yeah, dramatic and everything, Mr.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think what Steve is saying, what I'm saying is, let's have a sober discussion of this. And
well, it can be very sober. If you go on the website that tells you the addresses of these sex offenders, you can find out where they live. You can put their name, you can have those addresses and identify the homes and then go to them privately if you want to. Okay?
Well, again, if I have to go to them privately, then they know that their names have been, that I've looked for their names, that I've found them. And we have, let me tell you something, Phil. We have some very prestigious people that live in this area. Okay? I can't get you to understand it any better than that. We have very, very prestigious people that live in our community.
And you're worried that if you find out one of them is a registered sex offender, what will happen?
If we find out that one of them is a registered sex offender, and those individuals decide that myself, that Steve, that others are not people that have their well-being in mind, and they shut us out or cut us off from their social circle. Do you understand?
And are you're worried about being cut out of the social circle of people that are important, where, in the entertainment business?
In a lot of businesses, Phil. Look, we care about the children. That's why we have decided to take steps. I don't want to get sued. I don't want my husband to be sued. We don't need children being attacked and assaulted, and then I get sued and my husband gets sued. What we're going to do is quite simply identify those homes where the individuals have had a history of very garish and very unusual and, quite frankly, very disturbing Halloween decorations. Individuals.
All right, well, okay, if you're going to do that, what are we talking about? You said if they had bodies hanging.
Yeah, well, a few years ago they had the bodies hanging. They did that, you know.
They had, if you saw the news, there were stories.
No, I saw the stories. Those were about people who had, like, a hangman's noose and a body. Are you talking about bodies or are you talking about skeletons?
We are talking about any human form, yeah.
Yeah, any human form.
Individuals that I know it's not unusual for a lot of people, but if you think about it, these decorations that have the skeletons hanging, and then you couple it with an individual that likes to dress up.
Yeah, they don't dress up for Halloween.
What is unusual about that? See, a lot of these things are regular things that people do, you know?
No, I understand that.
Okay, so if someone dresses up for Halloween, and they may have a skeleton hanging from a tree... You think that that's a sex offender?
It's possible.
It is an outside shot, and it's one that we cannot ignore. And
you're saying that if someone dresses up for Halloween in a costume, any costume...
That's correct. Yes, Phil. And you understand me very carefully.
And okay, they dress up in a, and they have a skeleton hanging from a tree. You're looking at the possibility of them being a registered sex offender.
That's right.
Yes.
Rather than just looking them up online from the state of California.
We can look those up, but what about the ones that aren't registered? That's the big problem.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, back with Bobby and Steve Dooley in a moment here on sex offenders and whether they can Phil open their door on Halloween.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here, the world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And on the line with me is Margaret Gray. It's not Margaret Gray. We have, you know Margaret, though, don't you?
Yeah, we know her.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know you guys have had run-ins.
Yes, we have.
All right. We have Bobby Dooley with us, and we are talking here about the ban on trick-or-treaters going to the homes of sex offenders. In the state of California, in Riverside County, it's now illegal. You guys are not, you're in a gated community, so you are making it against the community rules for sex offenders to visit trick-or-treaters or trick-or-treaters to visit their homes. But you don't want to access the website that the state has. You want to sort of just guess at who they are.
I don't want to guess at who they are. I want to balance the needs of our community, the needs of my family, my own personal needs, and obviously the needs of our children. If I go on the state of California sex offender website and I find names of people that are there who are residents of our community, and these are individuals who have access to areas in the world of entertainment, in the world of fashion. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand what you're saying. You want to risk the well-being of...
No, we are not risking children. I'm really offended by that.
We're not risking any children at all.
I'm really offended by that, Mr. Henry.
Ms. Dooley, I don't want to offend you, but when you say that you don't want to go on the California Sex Offenders website because you're afraid you're going to see people there that give you access to the world of fashion, the world of entertainment...
We do four charity functions a year, on top of a half a dozen others. We have some of the most exciting people in the world of entertainment come to perform. We have a fashion show. We have celebrity judges. We invite magazines, Home and Garden, and so forth. What if I find out, Phil, that the editor of Home and Garden...
You have to find out the editor of Home and Garden perv.
Is a perv.
The editor of Home and Garden is a perv. If you find that out, and we're not saying that that's true...
No, I am not saying that's true. But what if I find that out? What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to go up to one of the leading lights in the world of publishing for women, for instance, Carolyn Merfeld at Women's Wear Daily, and I say to her, you know, your husband likes to touch little kids, so you are persona non grata. Do I do that?
No, you don't do that, and you didn't have to mention her, and now you got people thinking, you know...
No, I want everyone to know, no, she doesn't. There, hold on, Phil. Everyone. No, her husband doesn't touch kids.
No, with that kid, that doesn't do it.
Though that, I'm sure that makes everybody feel much better.
Everyone feels better?
What are you talking about, a gasket?
Everyone feels better!
God.
Wow.
Sorry.
What is wrong, Phil?
I don't know. I just... I'm sorry. I shouldn't have...
No, seriously. What is wrong?
Nothing. Everything's fine. Everything's fine, really. I reacted in a very... That was very, very short-tempered of me. I must apologize.
Phil, it's all right. But I sense there's something wrong.
Yeah, Phil, it's not bad. That's not bad, Phil.
There's nothing bad. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. I don't know.
You don't know?
No, please, let's not make a big deal out of it, all right?
Well, right there, you just went... Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that, too.
Is Bud Dickman there?
Yes, ma'am, right here.
Did you hear Phil go...
Yeah, I did, Phil. You went... like that.
No, I did not. Why do you always exaggerate things?
No, he didn't go... but he did go.
But you did.
Yeah, I heard it too, Phil.
All right, so you heard it. What is everybody all of a sudden? Oh, poor Phil.
You put Miss Dooley on hold.
Yes, I did put her on hold. I want to square you guys away first. Number one, I did not do anything. Now you take her off of hold.
So we did go there.
Yeah, Miss Dooley, he put you on hold. You don't have to repeat that.
Whoa! Hold on for a minute now. I control the phones, not you.
Well, Phil, I was just recommending a very, very good doctor. One of the best. She's in Beverly Hills.
All right, just do me a favor, okay? I don't need any advice along those lines. I'm fine. You're right. I sputtered a little bit. I guess I don't know what's wrong. I feel great. I got enough sleep last night. I had a wonderful dinner.
What did you have for dinner?
Ms. Dooley, can we get back to the topic?
Yes, we can. I just want to know what you had for dinner.
Yeah, because though you had a physical examination and all that, that was the other thing.
What did you have?
I had a swordfish steak and I had a salad.
Well, that's very healthy.
Yes, it was very healthy.
You got that protein?
I had a protein shake this morning, and I had swordfish for dinner, and I had a salad. And you know.
What did you have for lunch?
You know, I snacked on fruit.
What do you mean, what snack on fruit?
What kind of fruit?
Oh, you know something? Guys, this is none of your business.
What kind of fruit, Phil, please?
I like those Bartlett pears.
What?
That's very unusual.
Yeah, what does that mean? You like Bartlett pears?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what does that mean? That's what I like.
That's probably very unusual.
It is. It does sound a little unusual.
It's not unusual to like Bartlett pears. You guys nuts? I love pears. Yeah, I like nectarines, too. I like pears, and I like nectarines.
You said once, Phil, you like sperm.
All right, are we done with this? No wonder I'm freaking flipping out. I want to get to a phone call. I want to get back to what we're talking about. And what we're talking about here are the sex offenders that you, Ms. Dooley, aren't even sure you have in your community there. And if you do, you don't want to know by way of the state of California website. You want to see whether or not they're hanging skeletons and whether they. I apologize. It's just, you know.
It sounds to me like you're slap happy.
Yeah, you sound a little punchy.
Are you punchy?
Are you punchy?
No, I'm not punchy.
God.
What an ass. Well, that's too bad.
That really is. So, are you punchy?
Are you punchy?
Hey, punchy.
You know what? I'm going to get punchy in about 5 seconds. I'm going to come over to someone's house. That's right. You heard what I said. I'm going to come over to somebody's house, and I'm going to start punching. Now, how does that feel? Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Lloyd, go ahead.
Yes, sir. They're talking to the lady and her husband from the Western Estate community.
Yes, Bobby.
You said that if you saw a skeleton hanging from a tree, and you also saw the man in a costume or the woman in a costume, you would assume it was the sex offender in the house. Is that or is that not correct?
Yes, sir. From what I've read, individuals that costume up are most likely...
Hold on. What does costume up mean?
Well, the costume up. In other words, individuals that get into... a fantasy suit of some kind, are attempting to hide. If they hang a skeleton from a tree, it is the inducement to bringing into their life innocence and then gutting it and letting it decompose.
Yeah, about the decomposition.
They're gutting, what do they, how do they do it? Well, I can't understand, Mr. Henry.
Where are you, sir?
I'm standing on Huntington Drive in Alhambra. They're doing some drilling.
Well, you know, it's very noisy.
It's
noisy. What I'm hearing is very noisy.
Yeah, I can't hear him.
Tell that old man to put... Let's talk up, old man.
What did you call me?
Go.
You know, I'd love to... I'll show you, old man. If you want to see old man, I got it swinging. I got it swinging north and south.
All right, I understand, sir. The question is... Ms. Dooley, how do you make this... Actually, the question is something along the lines of decomposition. I didn't understand.
I asked the woman, because it sounds to me like she's She's living out in La La Land or something, some kind of a crazy... That she said, excuse me, let me finish, that the man who wears a bunny suit and has a skeleton hanging from a tree is, in point of fact, wanting a kid to decompose or something.
That's what I heard.
No, what I said and what Steve said was this. God, that really is annoying.
I can't do anything about it. It's a crew from Caltrans that's digging up the street. God!
Oh, man. Everybody's flipping out tonight. You know.
Well, Phil, here's my point. If a man is standing there in a costume and he has a skeleton hanging from his tree, you can read as clear as day what the intent is. Come into the fantasy and go out something that a buzzard's picking at.
Yeah, that's probably. Is that right? Well, let me tell the two of you something you'll never forget. My wife and I have lived in Alhambra since 1956, where I started a business. Every Halloween since 1956, I've gotten into a ghost costume that I make myself.
Big deal. For what? The ghost costume? What do you do? Just cut holes out in the sheet?
Yes, I cut holes out. Oh, well, aren't you something special? What do you dress up as?
I like to dress up as a pirate, as a little vixen buccaneer girl, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty hot looking, too. Yeah, I bet you like to show it, too, don't you, huh?
Maybe.
What a slut.
Excuse me.
All right, okay, so your point is what?
Who are you talking to?
You! What is your point?
My point is that every year I dress up in a ghoul. I have a ghoul outfit that I wear. And yes, I hang a skeleton from a tree. And if you so much as try to come to my house and tell me that I like to touch a kid, let me tell you what, you've seen what real ghouls will do. That's nothing compared to what I'm capable of. Thank you and good night. And I pray to God that in the time that's left to me in this world, that I will never...
Where are you guys now?
We decided to get something to eat.
Okay, I'm going to take a break here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 877, I'm going to get something to eat. What the hell is going on, bud?
I don't know. You tell me. Keep track of them.
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. God.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
You don't know what a ghoul can do.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley online with us here from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. I think this is an interesting article, and I don't know how close we've gotten to actually talking about the relevance of this, but the county of Riverside in California, as well as other counties across the country, I think you'd have to imagine, are now prohibiting any registered sex offender in any of the unincorporated areas of Riverside County, which is just to the east of Los Angeles. They are prohibiting them from opening their doors to trick-or-treaters. They are prohibiting them from placing Halloween decorations on their homes. And this is in effect from 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. on October the 31st. And I think that is really, Ms. Dooley, with all due respect to, what you've are doing, and you're saying that you don't want to go into the registered sex offender directory. You want to guess, you know.
We are not guessing.
Well, it really sounds that way to me, and forgive me for saying so, when you're looking at a body hanging from a tree. And this last man that called up, obviously he was very angry.
Well, I have to tell you, that man made a threat, and...
I don't think it was a legitimate threat.
He made a veiled threat of violence toward myself. And right away, I have to find that man suspect. And there he is saying, how dare you tell me what I can do and what I can't do. And he says he's put on a Halloween costume
every year since, I forget what year he said.
He said 1956, and he was making a point that that's what he's done.
Exactly, and then he betrays the fact that if myself or Steve or anyone on the board had some question as to whether he was safe for children, that he would, what was the word? I think you had the...
He said it'd go on me like a YouTube, what a ghoul can do, I'll out-ghoul it.
Have you seen what a ghoul can do? I'll out-ghoul a ghoul. And
he didn't say I'll out-ghoul a... What did he say, bud?
Said whatever a ghoul do, I can do better.
Yeah.
No, he said...
What is it with you people, man? Can't you quote what... He said, essentially, that you've seen what ghouls can do. Well, I'll be worse than... That's what he said.
Yes, that's what we're saying.
No, he didn't say, you know, I'll out-ghoul a ghoul. You know... The point that we're trying to make here...
You know, Mr. Hendry, I find that you will argue the most trivial point just so you can say I'm right.
Yeah, I know that, Mr. Hendry. I don't think it's fair. My wife wears the stains. But you do.
Hold on, Mr. Dooley. I'll get to you in a minute, okay? What did you say?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
I find, Phil, that you argue the most trivial point just so you can say, I'm Phil Hendry, your host. See? I'm right. I know the talk show...
No, I don't do that.
I know the talk show hosts are supposed to be right. And if you're not right, you lose credibility. But, Phil, you're wrong. You're dead wrong.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. I don't know who we have back here. Is this the gentleman again? Yes, sir, go ahead.
That's what she said. And I'll tell you something else. I never said I'd ghoul her, but I did say that I have been... wearing the ghost costume, and I've also wore a cheetah. And that was the...
What was that?
I wore the costume of a cheetah. I was a cheetah.
You were a cheater?
Not a cheater, you deaf. A cheetah, C-H...
Cheetah as in the cat in the jungle.
Yes, but they don't live in the jungle. They're out in the Serengeti. God! And I said to you, and I'm saying to the woman... that I've never hurt a child in my life, and if anybody came to my home and tried to take that body that I have every Halloween hanging from my tree, and...
Well, is it a skeleton? What is it, sir?
It's a black man, but it's not racist. It is the most...
It's not racist?
Oh, my God.
Did you hear this guy?
No, sir, it's not racist at all. It's a black man hanging from a tree, and I can tell you that when I
had to hang up on him. Get Ms. Dooley back on the line. 877-876-PHIL is our number here. I think they're out having themselves. I apologize for that.
Well, I don't know why you don't get that man's number.
But because I, frankly, I don't think he's playing with a full deck, you know. And besides, if that guy really has that hanging from a tree, I doubt it because, you know.
Well, you got a lot of answers for things, don't you, Mr. Hendry? You got a lot of answers except the right one.
You've got a lot of answers, Phil, except the right one.
Yeah.
Well, now, isn't that some tough talk, huh? That's some real tough talk.
Well, they got a lot of answers except the right one.
Why don't you shut up, bud? What does that mean, I got a lot of answers except the right one?
What do you know of that man that just called in?
Yeah, what do you know about him?
I don't know anything about him. He's a guy that calls the show. I don't know that this guy is a danger. I don't know that he has the effigy of a black man hanging from a tree in his house. I don't know that he dresses up as a ghost. I don't know what the hell he is. I know he's a Korean War veteran, and he sounded pissed off. That's what I know as much as you do.
Well, I found him to be very disturbing. Very disturbing. And I have to tell you, Phil, I think it's very... I wanted to ask you, and I'll ask you this question, and I'll ask it of anyone. And
yeah, we have to ask this question, Henry.
Yeah, what did you wear? What did you dress up for Halloween?
Yeah, what did you dress up for Halloween?
What did I dress up for Halloween? What do you mean?
Who did you dress... No, not who did you dress up.
Yeah, that's right.
What costumes did you wear for Halloween, damn your hide?
Ms. Dooley, I don't like being spoken to that way.
Look, quit dragging it. Don't drag it out. Quit dragging it and then cutting it loose and saying, look what I dragged. Just answer my question, please.
Good question, Mr. Henry, but what did you dress in? Did you stay in or did you dress out?
What did you dress up as?
On Halloween, I dressed up... What has this got to do with what we're talking about?
I want to know, because it gives me an awful lot of information about that man that just called up.
I dressed up for Halloween.
No, for the costume ball at the Marquis de Sade. Yes, for Halloween.
All right, I'm sorry. For Halloween, When I was a little kid, I remember dressing up as a hobo.
What's that?
A hobo.
What's that?
A homeless guy, a guy with a cigar. Back when I was a kid, hobos were colorful and they were characters. So, a guy with a cigar and a derby hat like Emmett Kelly.
Okay.
And then I remember one year I dressed up as a pirate.
Was that gay?
What do you mean, is it gay? What is it with you people anyway?
No, I want enough now. All right, you were a pirate?
I think I was a pirate or a hobo or something. Oh, I know what I was. I was Huckleberry Finn.
Now, why Huckleberry Finn?
Because Huckleberry, people told me that I looked like him when I was a kid. I had freckles, I had red hair, and I looked like Huckleberry Finn.
See, right there.
Yeah.
Right there, the racism. This is what the man was talking about. Huck Finn is the one who had that, you know, he called him the N-word. And he showed him off around town.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go, Huck Finn. He had that Charlie guy. He's a slave.
So what are you saying?
You dress up like that because you want to carry me around town? Put a car on me, something like that?
Is it something inside of you?
No, it's not something inside of me. I was Huckleberry Finn. It had nothing to do with race. How we got to racism from sex offenders. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Stephen Bozell coming up next on the Texas Rangers. The baseball team. The actual Texas Rangers.